I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome back to Spark My Muse, everyone. This episode is episode 70 of Soul School, Identity Through the Three R's. And so what are the three R's? I'm going to get to that in a minute, right before I talk about a couple other things and get a couple things out of the way first. The first one is I am having a weekend getaway this summer. If you are wondering what would make your summer fabulous and wonderful and restful, where you could get away from it all and have excellent conversations and really enjoy the beautiful outdoors, time for reflecting, time for having new friendships and enjoying something similar to Soul School, but with other people. I'm going to be having a weekend getaway at the end of July, the last weekend in July, and you are invited to come. There's only 10 spots available. It's going to be a very special setting. And so I invite you to come along and check it out. Go to soulschoolfieldtrip.eventbrite.com or just sparkmymuse.com to find out information about that and sign up. There's an early bird special until the end of April, and then prices go up after that. So snag your spot now while you can. I'm really excited that we're going to do some special things like common meals. I'm going to do a wine and food pairing. If you don't like wine or you don't like to have it, if you don't want to have wine, too, other delicious beverages to enjoy as well. I'm just really so excited about this event coming up. It'll be the first one I do that is related to Soul School. I've done other retreats and other events, workshops and classes, but this is a whole different sort of thing because the focus will be on really deeply appreciating and experiencing our surroundings and conversation and time alone in the beautiful outdoors. So I hope you'll check that out. Another thing I want to do is thank you so much for listening. There are people in 172 countries listening. My hits for downloads are really skyrocketing. Thank you so much for sharing the episode and coming along. Thank you for putting reviews on iTunes. And if you haven't done that, I would deeply appreciate if you would put a review on iTunes. And I give instructions on how to do that if you don't know how at sparkmymuse.com. It's really simple. You just put in a search for the show on iTunes, or if you're listening on your phone, you use the podcast app. And then you just look for reviews and then write a review. And that would make a big difference to help the show be found by more people and get more listeners. So the three R's of identity are recollecting, remembering, and recounting. And what I love to do on these solo episodes is something for the soul. And what I mean by soul is definitely not what Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner and the Warner Brothers cartoons have, is something that when you die floats up to heaven or goes down to hell, and that kind of weird spirit thing that some people talk about when they talk about soul. But I like the Hebraic version of soul that means the entirety of us, the seen and the unseen parts of us, the hidden and the known parts, the exterior and the interior parts of us, and even the hoped for parts, the longed for parts of us that are yet to come and that we aspire to, but also the things we leave behind and the legacy of us. Soul is this big, big, all-inclusive word that has something to do with us in our entirety. And what I call soul school involves working on ourselves, but not in a selfish way, in a way that makes us better, but also that produces an overflow that feeds into our family lives and our neighbors' lives and our world, so that we can live more fully and richly all together. And so what do I mean by our identity found in these three R's and wholeness found in these three R's? These words, recollecting, remembering, and recounting, have some interesting meanings to them when we look more deeply and pry them apart a little bit and tease them out a little bit. That's what I'm going to explore today. So first, let's look at the word remembering and remember. So if we think about just the first two letters, the prefix re, when re is used in a word, it usually means to bring back or to do again. And member, of course, is often used as a part of the body. We think of the word dismember. And if someone is dismembered, it's a kind of horrifying thing that limbs from their body are separated and they become unwhole. So when we remember, we're putting our pieces back together again. We're making ourselves whole again. And how do we remember things? We go back over maybe pictures in a photo album. Maybe we remember with someone else and we pull our pieces back together. We might even go through our phone to something that happened last summer and we think, oh, I remember when our friends came over and we had a barbecue. I remember when we went to that amusement park and we had ice cream. We are putting the pieces of our past, the pieces of our lives, the pieces of our memories back together. And that's a really interesting way of thinking of our identity and our whole selves. If we involve remembering in our lives, we can remember who we are and we can gain a new kind of wholeness. What happens when we fail to remember? We can fail to become whole. And there are certain things we don't want to remember. There are certain things we push down and push aside and we want to forget. I think that it takes great courage to remember the painful things and the hurtful things and the wounded parts of us. But when we remember and put the pieces back together again, we can confront those things head on and acknowledge them for what they are and then move through that pain, acknowledge it truthfully and honestly, and then put ourselves back together again. That's one of those words that, when looked at in a new way, can give us more insight into how our interior life works, and then hopefully how our exterior life and our actions work too. Another word is recollect, and it has a lot to do with remember. Sometimes we use the words recollections and rememberings in the same interchangeable way. It has the same meaning of bringing back together, gathering again. When we're recollecting with someone, we are recollecting or regathering. When we're recounting, we're counting again. We're going back over and we're counting again. So when we're recollecting, when we're remembering and we're recounting, we're doing all those same things over and over. We're bringing things back together. We're gathering them back up. Those are the things we need to do for wholeness. There was this song when I was a little girl. I went to this little tiny church. It was one of these Bible chapels where everything was read out of the Bible. And if it wasn't in the Bible, you couldn't have it in church. And they sang a lot of old time choruses and songs. And one of them was from 1897. It was called Count Your Blessings. And it went something like this. Forgive me, because I'm not a vocalist, but it would go, count your blessings, count them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. And sometimes we don't do that. We don't bother counting our blessings. We might count our curses or our cursings and the bad things that have happened. And we might recollect and remember and recount the bad things and the negative things and really hang on to those and remember those. And when we remember the negative things, we aren't really coming to wholeness in the same way than when we count our blessings. And so we can remember both the good and the bad, but if we don't bother to recount our blessings, we are still remaining unwhole. And that's not to say that that blessings aren't mixed. So a blessing can be something that involves both pain and joy, both mourning and gladness. Blessings tend to be mixed. And I think that that's why it's good to see them for really what they are. Mixed blessings are typically the kind of blessings that we have. When we count our blessings and then recount our blessings, go back and recollect, go back and remember, we are becoming whole again. Well, if you think about remembering as to member yourself back up, I've been remembering and I've been recalling and I've been recollecting and recounting. What I've noticed is that I can't leave any pieces of me behind and forgotten purposefully. I need to look carefully at my past. And if I do that, I'm better off for my present and better off for my future. I have more to offer when I have wholeness. So my challenge to you is to first remember and recall and recollect alone. Do that for yourself, for your interior world, and confront both the good and the bad. Recount your mixed blessings, but then make sure to do it with someone else and hopefully within a group. Now, it may be friends and family that you recount with and that you remember with. Maybe you get out an old photo album. Maybe you recall a time that your family went through something difficult or maybe went through something joyous. Or maybe you make a special time with someone you want to know or someone that you know you should understand better. This is where you explore things that will pull and gather you and collect you back together in more wholeness in new ways. A lot of times we're very future thinking and we barely even are where we are now. We're thinking about being somewhere else, or we are in a sense in a virtual place because we are interacting with people online, and in a way we're not where we are, but we're sort of not anywhere else either. We're sort of suspended somewhere. But also we're looking toward the future about something that will happen. And when we look back to remember, we're calling up things from the past. But it's in order to make things better for the present and for the future. And we don't want to get stuck in recollection mode and stuck with mourning the past and thinking things were only good in the past, because that's a delusional way of thinking about it. It's inaccurate and inauthentic way of thinking about it, because things are both good and bad in the past, and things will be both good and bad in the future. But one of the things that we can also do is we can turn a blind eye to the past and we can discount it. And so my challenge to you today is to remember and recollect and recount and allow it to make you whole again. And when we do this with other people, we have something in common and we can come together with common things. What happens when we have things in common, we can unify. And that is what is meant by communion. Communion means common unity. And communion in the Christian tradition is where you gather over a very simple meal and you ingest this together. You are ingesting really a vision for unity. And of course, there's much more to it than that. There are symbols and meanings and this kind of incarnational reality where you are ingesting the divine and divine love and coming together in common unity, common union. There's something about gathering back the pieces and remembering and becoming whole for common unity and communion that I find very, very beautiful. I think that's the way forward for us. There's a lot of division and strife and hatred and nastiness in the world right now, and we don't have many places for communion and common unity. But we can start having them when we properly remember and when we properly recollect. And that is a charge that I give now to you, and finding a way to do that. If you have ideas on how to do that, I'd love to hear them. If you have stories, I'd love for you to share them. And please contact me at sparkmymuse.com or my email, contact@sparkmymuse.com. And until next time, I wish you very well. There are many new wonderful things coming up for Spark My Muse, and I'm so excited that you're with me here for the journey. It's a great honor that you would listen and spend some time with me, and it doesn't go unnoticed. If you've listened to the show and you've thought, wow, I wish I could find out a little bit more about someone mentioned or a book or a website, that's what show notes are for. I've created an all-access pass, and you can access the access pass for just $1. It unlocks all show note episodes, too. It's a reoccurring $1 a month, and you can cancel at any time. Just go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Patreon is like patron with an E. patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Remember to subscribe to the show on iTunes or your podcast app, and I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at sparkmymuse.com. I try to send out a message once or twice a month. If you enjoyed the show, please rate it on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening.